The Drives podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security, disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group at 865-566-0800 or visit dag-us.com.
You're listening to East Tennessee's premier sports radio call-in show. This is The Drive.
We're working like heck.
You don't do hamburgers.
What did you say?
Like un-American or something?
No, don't lie to us, Trey Wallace.
Not from establishments like McDonald's.
So if we call any member of your family.
Wait, what do you get it?
Absolutely. They'll back you up on
that. Absolutely. I'll tell you specifically. 2 weeks ago, my father and my uncle were up here for a football game. They always stopped by Crystal on the way back to the mountain. So I went back up there, and I was like, all right, I'll take a Crystal, but I want it plain. I want nothing on it.
Wait, just one Crystal? Who does that?
No, three crystals, but with just the meat and the bun. No onions on it, nothing.
Now, hold on. Now, you're saying three, Train, as a fellow
portly
member of the Fan Run Radio staff.
They come in a three-pack with a fryer.
Feel like I can go ahead and have the rule of the big guy. You ate six plain crystals.
Nobody eats three, couldn't. Trey. Well, we ate dinner at the football game. So, no, it was kind of a
plain crystal. No onions or mustard?
No, I won't eat it. If it has one onion on it, I won't eat it.
I get light onions, but there's a reason.
It's awful.
I
think we know the reason. I just tell you.
Have you seen this pile of crap?
That's what makes your stomach hurt. It's the onions on those things. They're dehydrated.
A big double cheeseburger guy. And McDonald's gets you with the fries, man. That's how they get you.
They
in there.
Garbage just, fries. Crystal fries are much better.
I would probably have to
crystal
say.
Crystal fries are better than McDonald's fries? That's the dumbest thing you've ever said on this radio show.
No, it's not.
It's just absolutely idiotic.
They're
crystal
incredible.
Fries are the worst fries in the history
McDonald's
of fries.
McDonald's is garbage.
McDonald's
put it on my
has
list.
Terrible fries.
Oh, my God.
What about Burger King fries?
Oh, they're god awful. They're like they're always trying out something new to sell some fries.
So, Wendy's fries or McDonald's fries?
Wendy's. They're too salty, though. You got to get them without
McDonald's
salt.
McDonald's all the way, man. You guys are crazy.
You guys are too young to remember. When I was a kid, Crystal fried their fries in beef tallow.
In what?
Beef tallow.
Beef like tallow?
Lard. Like, yeah, they would open up like this.
I've never
like
heard that
under the counter like fridge.
T-A-L-O? Tallow?
T-A-L-L-O-W. Like beef tallow. It's
tallow.
Beef, like beef fat. Like, they'd open up this thing, and there'd be a big brown box in there, and they'd open that thing up, and they'd jam that spatula in there, and they'd crack off of, and they cook their burgers in it. Everything was in it. McDonald's used to do that too, and then they had to stop because, you know, I mean, it'll kill you fast.
We were talking before the show. Bear claimed that he wasn't a big McDonald's guy, and
I'm not coming on.
Like I just think everybody eats at McDonald's. I think that's it's a popular thing to say.
It's too out of the way.
We all like to make ourselves feel better by hating on McDonald's. But
I mean the only
there's
thing
a reason
they've got.
It's the most ubiquitous brand
America. It's just trendy.
The only thing that's not trash
on their menu. Shout out to Weston from Get Blitzed is a Filet-O-Fish sandwich.
I mean everybody's eating it. Like,
but you have to get the Filet-O-Fish without the cheese.
No, cheese is what makes that thing. I get double cheese.
You not get cheese on anything?
No
cheese, no onions.
No.
Why don't you? You're
Trey's
a weirdo
picky.
Like Davey
He's
Hudson.
He's super picky.
Davey Hudson doesn't eat cheese. So you get a pizza and it's like Hudson. Right. It's just tomato
Davey,
sauce and a bunch of damn toppings.
No.
Going out to eat with Davey and Trey is like my nightmare.
I'll tell you who owns the fast food industry.
Who's that?
Pals.
Oh, you're so flat.
God, shut up. Turn your mic off.
Whatever.
Spoken like a true Upper Northeast Tennessee
cult member.
I've had that once. It didn't live up to the hype.
I'll tell you what I'm fired up about, man. I was out, picked up the turkeys today.
You sore?
A little bit, man. It was difficult.
Yeah, because that one year broke all me and you and Chance down.
Did you see the boxes?
I
tweeted out a picture of the boxes. And so I get there. First of all, I'm going to meet Cassie from OEB Law to get the turkeys. And I said, all right, I'm going to go over to my folks' house and get my dad's truck, and we're going to put him in the back of this pickup truck.
Dang.
And I get over there, and I'm looking in the back of the truck. The back of this truck, is 20 years old. It's filthy, man.
It's a farm truck, basically.
And I'm like, I can't put these turkeys in here. So luckily, my mom was at home, and I borrow her minivan, right? And so I've got this, and our minivan's pretty nice. We take all the seats out, and I drive it over there, and I meet Cassie, and we put, I don't know exactly how many turkeys there is, between 120 and 150. It's hard to count. But they're like in these little boxes, and we're cramming them all into this minivan, and I got to get in there. Like, I'm in the van. The guy is handing me these boxes of turkeys. And, like, it's not – they're heavy. It's not that hard to lift. But when you're kneeling inside a minivan, you're, like, hunched over. You can't get leverage. So you're just – you're lifting it all with, like, your wrists, basically. And, oh, man, I was, like – I had to, like – I was, like, hold on. I'm exhausted. You're, like, just give me –
take a break.
Just give me a minute. Just give me a minute. So I loaded them up, and I've got them in. And then I realized, wait a minute. Like, we're going to put them all in this my mom's minivan. And we get them all in there. And I'm talking the entire back is full of these boxes of turkeys. And I don't know how many pounds of turkey this is, but this minivan is like the frame of the van is almost hitting the wheels.
To the
like,
line.
I'm driving this thing. And lucky, I'm just driving it. We're in Turkey Creek, so I'm just driving
it. How many
it,
like, turkeys do you have?
I told you, like, between 120 and 150. And
about 1,500 pounds of turkeys.
So I'm driving this over there, and, like, I'm going over speed bumps. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to kill my mom's minivan. This is not good.
So you had to deliver all those turkeys to
– Yeah. And I take them over there.
Oh,
and,
gosh.
And Hugh and his staff – I mean, Copper Cellar does it up big time, man. And they had, like, four dudes there to help me and – we got them out of there pretty quick. My mom's minivan survived, so I don't have to buy her a new car. And the turkeys are all in the freezer at Smoky Mountain Brewery, ready for distribution tomorrow. Fired up, man. This is one of my favorite shows we do all year, the annual turkey drop. We've been doing it. This will be the ninth year in a row, and we appreciate OEB Law. They bought all the turkeys to give away. So when you come out, say thanks to them tomorrow. They're going to be set up right there with us next to the stage at Smoky Mountain Brewery. I'll be out there super early getting set up, and we'll start giving turkeys away right at 3 o'clock. So first come, first serve. This is not like, you know, it's just a thank you to our listeners. You don't have to be in need or anything like that. You can come out and get a turkey, man. It's just something.
Is Phil going 9 for 9 this year?
Like, is he going to be there? I don't know.
I bet he will.
So you could come by any excess turkeys we have. We might have a few. We're going to take down to the Love Kitchen, so we do get to do a nice thing there. So it's a super cool thing. We appreciate OEB Law for putting their name on that. Come out, get the bird tomorrow at Smoky Mountain Brewery right next to Calhoun's in Turkey Creek. Speaking of Thanksgiving, as we are now 9 days out.
Yeah.
Bear, infamously, number one on the list of awesome things that everybody loves that Bear hates, in my opinion, is Thanksgiving dinner. Now, it's a long list.
It's the most disgusting pile of slop ever.
I think this is his worst take. I think it's a terrible take. And I'm always interested to hear. I think last year you went with steak. The year before you had seafood. Have you decided what you're going to eat on Thanksgiving dinner, while the rest of your family is enjoying turkey, have you decided what you're going to have for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I think I'm just going to go with like a hot Italian sub.
A hot Italian, like from Subway?
No. Oh, God, no. Think about the tomaine poisoning? No.
Where do you get a hot Italian sub?
You go to the Kroger and you get you a bunch of cold cuts. You make it yourself.
So you go to the grocery store, you get a sub.
Get your ham. No, you get your ham, your prosciutto.
And you're gonna construct a sandwich on Thanksgiving and take it. You and the cub go to family.
No, cub will be out of town with his mom.
So you're just going to eat it by yourself?
Probably while I watch football.
Oh, it's sad.
No, it's not. Please don't call me.
I'll go to his house. I'll go to his house.
You want to come over?
My family would chew you up and spit you out, Trey Wallace.
You just said it's going to be just you.
Yeah, they would. They're mean.
Wait, I'm confused. So you're, what is it? You're at home by yourself watching football, or you have family over?
No, I'm not. I've got to work on Thanksgiving Day at my other job. Then when I get off,
but you're going to eat at some point.
Yeah, I'm going to eat about 7:30 right before the Saints game.
At work?
No, at the house.
I'm so confused where the meal is going down.
I don't know. I don't go to Thanksgiving dinner.
Like, come over to my house. We'll bring you over to, like,
I don't know, man. Smith Manor. I don't know.
All the fiction. You can bring your silly little sandwich over, too, and we'll have Thanksgiving.
I mean, little Dubsy, she kind of hurt my feelings last time I was over there.
Yeah, I mean, 12-year-old girls can be intimidating. What can I say? Toughen up, Buttercup. Come on over. It's Thanksgiving.
What was the direct quote?
I don't know.
It's hard to feel sorry for Bear.
Yeah.
That's how far it got.
Huh? I asked her, I said, did you feel sorry for Bear? We were making fun of him one day on the air. I said, did you feel sorry for it? She goes, it's hard to feel sorry for Bear.
Jeez. We used to be buddies.
An Italian sub.
Yeah.
While the rest of us.
Let's get some oregano and parmesan on that.
The turkey, the gravy, the dressing, the green bean casserole, the yams, the taters, the mac and cheese, the rolls, the cranberry sauce. Ugh. You're going to be sitting there with a meatball sub?
No, not a meatball sub.
This pepperoni's pretty darn good.
It's the saddest thing I've ever heard. Bro.
No, literally. And then after that, I'll probably go meet up with some friends that I only see.
What
like,
is
on
the night game? Cowboys play in the afternoon. Lions earlier.
And then Saints play somebody.
The Saints play in the evening.
Yeah, I just thought it was the Saints. Saints Falcons maybe.
Falcons won that game, the first one.
Yeah, a
couple weeks ago.
Is it?
I think it was last weekend.
I don't know if it's a divisional.
2 weeks ago.
All right.
What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
We will go over to my mom's house. I mean, she just insists on cooking, and she's really good
Russ
at it.
Russ eats like three times, and then, you know.
Takes a nap.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Isn't that strategy
pretty much
for
one and done.
Most Americans?
Yeah, I mean.
Take a nap after you
engage. We eat pretty early, too, like 3 or 4.
Usually a college football game on in the afternoon, maybe an NFL game. I know there'll be an NFL game.
Well, you got the Egg Bowl.
Are they playing it on Thanksgiving this year?
Think so. They've done it the past couple of years,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Just remember 2 years ago, or was it last year? Nick Fitzgerald. It was the year before, right?
When he
broke his. His leg ended up facing the wrong way.
Ugh, I still remember that.
Because everybody's watching that. Your belly's full of Thanksgiving dinner, and then you see that poor kid get his leg broke off.
Whatever happened to him?
It's a good question. He's probably bouncing around carrying a clipboard somewhere. How about our boy Jeremy Pruitt slowly morphing into Philip Fulmer?
The glasses caught me.
You see that picture yesterday?
Well, that's what I said. I wanted to wear him on the sidelines.
Well, we were there. It's like, okay, is this guy going like full Muschamp here? Like, what's he doing with the glasses?
I think he's just messing with you guys in the media, daring somebody who's like you to ask him about, like, Coach, what's up with the glasses?
Where'd you get your prescription at, Coach?
Then he's just going to like stare at you really uncomfortably awkward, like silence for about 5 seconds, and then just go, what glasses?
Cornbread.
He
got him at Lynn's Crafters.
He's turning into Fulmer. Did you see the tweet from Nagy where he put the pictures?
Yeah, put them right next to each other.
He looks just like him.
Nagy's a clown. I like him, but he's a clown.
Uncalled for.
It's getting
Jeremy Pruitt hostile. And Philip Fulmer maybe spending. It's like when chicks spend too much time together and they start,
mimicking each other.
Oh, yeah, mimicking each other.
Yeah, there you go.
865-546-8200. Your number to get on the show. It is The Drive, getting fired up, Tuesday edition. Stay with us. We're back with more right after this.
The Drive's podcast is presented by Disability Advantage Group. Need help applying for Social Security disability benefits? One call does it all. Call Disability Advantage Group today at 865-546-8200. 566-0800. Applying for disability can be very tedious. Having an experienced attorney on your side makes it easy. Call Disability Advantage Group, 865-566-0800, or visit online at dag-us.com.
Home for sports radio in the afternoon. This is The Drive.
Austin says Wendy's fries equal big trash.
I mean, they've got to be just right, or they are.
Like, they take a room in the trash can, or they're just
he
trash?
He says they're big trash. I think he means they're trash, but like more than trash. It's big trash. It's
Wendy's could do with maybe not salting everything quite as much. I noticed that the last few times I've been there.
I think you could say that about pretty much everything in fast food today.
You know, if you ask for fries without salt, you get them fresh.
Hmm. What's the fun in that?
Not having any fries that have been sitting under a heat lamp for 3 hours?
Tyler says, emphatically, 100% agree with your assessment on these people who say they don't eat at McDonald's. It's such a lie, and they always got to try and make you feel beneath them when they say it.
It's like, yeah, well, I don't feel like I was putting myself above you.
It's like, yeah, buddy, if you don't eat at McDonald's, how come there's one on every street corner in America? There's always people going, you're all going. None of us want to admit it, but you're going. We all eat the same crap. Jamie says, actually, Bear has the right idea. That sounds like bliss to me, a sandwich and Thanksgiving Day football.
Yep.
See, this is the kind of company you're keeping.
I don't
the
care.
The coach killer. Scott says, Bear is a known dullard and mouth breather when it comes to Thanksgiving dinner.
Go to hell, Scott.
Gosh.
Vol Trooper says, what kind of monster doesn't like Thanksgiving dinner? I'm really starting to question a lot of the things about the Bear.
I don't like it. I don't like the food. I never have.
So bizarre.
What? Yeah. Like,
I don't like turkey.
Okay. So
I don't like – you question me is a height of hilarity because you
– No,
I
want to know the substitute. Like, what would the substitute be?
He just said he's going to have an Italian sandwich.
I know that, but if it came down to it and you had to do something else besides an Italian sandwich.
I think like
last year
a home version of Quiznos.
There's not a Quiznos in this town, is there?
Not anymore.
Used to be one.
There's one on Tennessee's campus.
Is that one still open?
There's one in Valhalla, yeah.
Toasted subs.
Can the General Pub get in there?
Yeah. They take money.
They started it all right.
No.
Like the hot sub type deal. Quiznos.
They were the first baked one, yeah, I believe so.
Vanderbilt coach Derek Mason will return for a seventh season in 2020, according to Vandy AD Malcolm Turner. Commodores just 2-8 this fall. Been a lot of speculation about Derek Mason. AD there says that he has his, quote, full support as the school tries to enhance facilities and other support areas for the program. Is Vanderbilt doing the right thing by holding on to Derek Mason for another year?
I don't think so, but
seems like postponing the inevitable here.
I don't think they wanted to pay the $9 million buyout.
Well, why not?
I've heard it's like, between 8.5 and 9 million. That's not public records, but that's what I've heard.
Derek Mason 9 million. Has a $7 to $9 million buyout.
Yeah.
Absurd.
He said, we're going to do a lot better things
Absolutely
once we get our,
ridiculous.
You know, bring our equipment
yeah,
in. And
that's it.
Upgrade some
indoor
facility.
I'm sure that's all Derek Mason is missing is that indoor practice facility.
It'll be a seventh next year. You need to pull that Band-Aid off, man. Kid to dumb with over there.
They don't care.
There's
they cared about it for one
a
minute.
A contingency of maybe like 1,000, 2,000 people that –
Compared with the rest of the conference where it's like, you know, each school has, you know.
No, they should be better than 2-8. They should be and who do they have this weekend?
East Tennessee State and the Fighting Randy Sanders.
So, I mean, like, that's kind of awkward, man. You give him this vote of confidence, and it's not even a vote of confidence. He's saying he's coming back. Like, he's pretty definitive about that. If you lose to ETSU, and we all think they're going to lose to Tennessee, and you go 2-10 – man.
I'm going to retract that statement I put out
last
week.
Yeah, why did you say that this week? Of all week, like, why didn't you say it? I would just say nothing, man. It's like South Carolina. That thing's devolved into a train wreck. Have you been keeping up with that one?
Last night was the wildest thing that I've seen when it comes to PR at a university in a long time. You had the Florence News put out a story where they say that the president said that, yes, Ray Tanner called FSU to talk about how they handled the buyout. Well, then you got the president of the university later in the night releasing a statement saying, no, that wasn't true. That never happened. I didn't say that. Then you got the newspaper coming out and saying, nope, I got the recording.
Like, why would that I'm not story, lying. Why would that story come out to the point where papers are asking about it if it weren't true? And how does that conversation go? Hey, Florida State AD? Right. Yeah, this is the South Carolina AD. Couldn't help but notice that you're paying your guy a $20 million buyout. And I was just wondering, how are you doing that?
It's for Florida State.
Give us some hints, please.
Florida State, like, they have a better tradition than South Carolina, but I don't know that they necessarily have more money. South Carolina definitely has more better facilities, and it's not even close.
Yeah, I realize that, but I think Florida State's got more big-time donors.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They just stroked a...
If they have more big-time donors, why are their facilities so bad, is what I would like to know.
I have no idea.
Maybe have you the seen the Georgia facilities were before... They get renovated?
I mean, what do they do? They just assume that 95% of the time they'll be able to practice outside down there because of the weather?
Yeah, but, I mean, you get a rainstorm every day in Florida is the deal, right? It rains more there than it does here.
Yeah, I mean, it's tropical climate.
Have you seen South Carolina's new building?
Mm-mm.
It's nicer than ours. It's immaculate. It's awesome.
It's gorgeous.
Everybody,
their original one wasn't much better than Fan Run, I swear to God. And they had, like... They had, like, pictures everywhere, and I was looking at them as I was walking through the complex, and I was like, well, damn, it's all George Rogers. And then you get to the end of the hall, and then they've got some stuff from what was that first bowl game they got to, the Mine Key?
Yeah, the Car Care Bowl, 94, 95.
Oh, they had a whole wall dedicated to that.
I mean, everybody in the SEC has – here would be my thing about Vanderbilt, and they're talking about, oh, once we get these facilities, Coach Mason will really have it. And I think I almost called you Chance. I think Trey is right. Like, you've got – it's all about the buyout probably. They just don't want to pay that. Like, everybody's got these facilities now. The arms race is completely ridiculous. Everybody – when South Carolina has just as good football facilities as Texas A&M and Tennessee and Alabama, I don't know that that's some huge advantage that you can sell anymore. You better be selling, we win and we put guys – in the NFL, because if you can't say that, then you're going to lose out to whoever you're recruiting against in this league.
Yeah. I agree with you. I'd like to – I don't know. Talent-wise. Look, the Vanderbilt's having had quarterbacks this year. They've had Riley Neal, Deuce Wallace, and Hamad Masson. Isn't that right?
Sure.
What happened to Deuce to get benched?
So that's,
I forgot he was up there.
That's three. I mean, it's such a tricky situation for what Derek's trying to do. But then also for Malcolm Turner coming in, he had just got rid of Bryce Drew at Vanderbilt too. So I just wonder now how much $9 million played into a factor. And you know what? What does Vanderbilt do to spend money, Russ, that they would not have this type of funds available?
I don't know. And, you know, I know Tennessee fans don't particularly care what happens to Vanderbilt and enjoy seeing them slide back to the way they traditionally have been. But I am sure there's, a fan base there that's like, wait a minute. Like, we were competitive for a couple of years. And I'm not just talking about three wins in a row over Tennessee and the lowest point in program history. I'm talking about, like, James Franklin had them competitive against pretty much everybody, and they weren't beating everybody, but they had a couple of back-to-back 9-win seasons under there. And
it's like college game day.
Yeah, I mean,
did you ever think that was going to happen?
It's certainly better for Tennessee that they're down. I think Jeremy Pruitt and his staff probably, when they hear this news, if they haven't already, will be like, "Okay, that's cool."
Now I wonder if they try to come and poach Tracy Rocker. That was the interesting one for me.
Poach or
take?
Pick up.
Just take. Pick up the contract that he's not going to maybe
just
not get renewed.
I don't want to
pick him
call
up outside the complex. As he's
the only reason I say that, I've talked to some people, and his son playing at Vanderbilt, he'd like to be around to watch his son play more as well.
Well, I think he's done a nice job coaching up our defensive linemen this year, but like recruiting wise, he's been pretty disappointing. Like who is Tracy Rocker landed that he was the primary recruiting on recruiter on while he's been here?
I can't can't think of anybody. It's crazy. They had T. Martin down there getting Jameer Butler, the defensive end / linebacker from Mobile, 3-star.
I mean, we need players, and I feel like defensive line is – it's not. I'm not saying it's an easy position to coach, but I feel like – and we're paying Rocker like $600,000 or $700,000 a year.
I feel like
for as much as they pay here and as much as we need players, that they could probably get a better recruiter at that position. Just my thoughts. Stay with us. It's The Drive, Fan Run Radio. Going to take a quick timeout right here. We'll come back, get some phone calls going. 865-546-8200, your number to get on the show. We are streaming online at fanrunradio.com and your free Fan Run app. A variety of ways for you to experience the program today. Stay with us. We're back with more right after this.
You're tuned in to East Tennessee's premier sports radio call-in show. This is The Drive.
Back here in the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios, it is The Drive on Fan Run Radio. We're going to do our Rocky Top Report either at the end of Hour 2 or... Sorry.
Oh, get on to me.
Or at the beginning of Hour 3. Coming up here a little bit later as Trace gets set to head down to practice. Trey, you were able to confirm Jeremy Banks still not in the transfer portal.
He hasn't been in the transfer portal yet. I showed you the image. I did it first and I went back. I'm not going to share the image of all the names in it, but they are all the names. It's Will Ignatz, Shannon Reed, Jacquez Jones, Terrell Bailey, Jordan Murphy. One name not in the transfer portal, Mr. Jeremy Banks, linebacker, University of Tennessee, that was dismissed. And I got clarification on the rule too. A lot of people are asking me, well, he was dismissed, would he have to go through the transfer portal? Yes, he is still in school at the University of Tennessee. If any coach wants to contact him,
it's a good point,
has to be in the portal.
I told you my theory on how that whole thing played out and is going to play out, right? I think they sat him down and said, look, man,
like, we got
two cringy videos now. Here's what we're going to do. We don't want to kick you to the curb. We don't want to see you leave because we believe in you. You've got some potential. We don't think you're a bad guy. We just think you came from a rough upbringing. Like, we still think we see a lot of potential in you. So here's what's going to happen. We have to kick you off the team. We have to announce that we're kicking you off the team because these videos just look really bad. We just had the Bryce Thompson thing. We had the Kenneth George thing. Like, this is – We had to make a statement here, so we're going to announce that we're dismissing you from the team. Here's what you need to do. Lay low. Stop being a dumbass. Don't do stupid stuff.
Yep.
Don't get in trouble for the rest of the year. Go to class. Work out. Just lay low. You do that, come spring semester, January, we're going to start talking about putting you on the Juwan Jennings recovery plan. You take care of X, Y, and Z, keep your nose clean spring semester.
Do some counseling.
Yeah, do all these things that we're going to set out for you. Maybe after spring practice, summer workouts, we'll talk about bringing you back to the team. Percentage chance you think Jeremy Banks runs out of the tee against, who do we open with?
I don't know, Charlotte.
Next year, Charlotte.
60%.
I think it's higher than that. I think it's like 80 or 90.
Now go 80 or 90. Pruitt loves him some Jeremy Banks. It's his boy.
I was driving back today from Nashville, and I made a phone call. Something just clicked. I was like, wait a minute. I haven't heard his name. It was in the portal yet. So I made a phone call and had a buddy, a source, send over a screenshot of who was in the transfer portal, and his name wasn't in there. And I was like, oh, okay. Then I already knew he was taking classes. So
he's done his thing where he did the ride along with the police, and he was also
doing something on campus the other day, according to our former intern Parker Pewitt. He was also walking around campus with UT police.
So yeah, I would be surprised at this point if he doesn't find his way back to the team. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at WaveTech Medical. Guys, a quick word about ED from our friends at WaveTech Medical. I'm not talking about some guy named Ed. If a little trouble in the bedroom has you feeling less of a man these days, if you're lacking self-confidence, well, that can impact a lot more than just your love life. It's not a good deal. As you get older and your performance in the bedroom decreases, you need to start looking at ways to stay young in that capacity. And a great way to do that is with acoustic wave therapy. This is a revolutionary new medical technology that you can only get at WaveTech Medical right here in town. This is a remarkable, non-invasive, drug-free treatment that restores blood flow by stimulating the growth of new blood vessels and rejuvenating erectile tissue in the affected area. You don't have to accept a less than satisfactory love life, gentlemen. Wave goodbye to these troubles in the bedroom with WaveTech Medical. Contact WaveTech today and set up your free consultation at 865-761-4401. That's 761-4401, or just go online to wavetechmedical.com and catch the wave at WaveTech Medical. Kind of been a little quiet week here with it's early, but big game coming up against Missouri. And, you know, the way we talked about it yesterday, and it just – this is a game you got to win, man.
Now, no, I know it that, really is, yeah.
I know that you're a pretty significant underdog here, a surprisingly significant underdog, but these are two teams headed in opposite directions, man. It's just a game that if you're Jeremy Pruitt and you've got this thing headed in the right direction, you're turning this thing around – and you're not like Missouri, you're not like South Carolina, you're not like Vanderbilt headed in the wrong direction, then this is a game you take your team on the road and you win.
I'm interested to see the rotation today here in about 30 minutes at quarterback. I'm interested to see your running back, how that looks, and then how healthy they are at the offensive line. So it's going to be – look, it's going to be a telling afternoon of who they all got back after a week off of physical therapy and training and going into Columbia, Missouri. So this part's going to be interesting. It really is.
Well, it sounds like Darnell Wright's going to be back at right tackle, although I thought Kayron Calvert played pretty well against Kentucky. I mean, he was mashing.
Our line seems to have solidified as the season's gone on. Really been playing a lot better.
A little bit. I mean, like I feel like our running game has tapered off since that South Carolina game.
Yeah,
like,
but we weren't going to win any games if they didn't do something about our quarterbacks being in. Our quarterbacks were heading towards intensive care if they didn't start pass blocking.
That's a good.
They were
getting killed. They're definitely improved over last year. But I mean, the bar.
Maurer's
like that should not be the
games. Garantano's got a shattered wrist.
Yeah, I mean, you would like to – I mean, we're still not going to be back until we can line up and just mash people. Like, we should be able to run the ball better than we have against Kentucky and UAB, and hopefully we can run it a little bit better against Missouri.
Maybe you go on the road and you win by 17.
Do what?
Maybe you go on the road and win by 17.
Be nice.
That would be nice.
Yeah, very nice.
And then come back and you finish off Derek Mason and Vanderbilt.
I could put a 60-point beat down on those.
I don't see us winning by 17 this week. I mean, that would be I will take a win any way you can get it. I think it's going to be a close game, man. But
I don't care if we get a bad call at the end to win it. I just want a W.
I mean, it's kind of like the Kentucky game. Like, you know, we all thought they're down there on the goal line. You're kind of thinking, oh, man.
It's a ball game.
Especially after the penalty moves it down around the one, and you're just like, oh, they've got two chances here.
Hey, we got an answer to one of the questions we had yesterday, or a question Gary Danielson had.
Okay.
Chamberlain Smith.
Oh, she got the picture. Yeah, I saw that.
She got the picture.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, and if you zoom in, Heron's aware that she's there. I'm fairly certain that's what he's looking at.
Yeah, he's like, oh, man.
That I'm about to discombobulate this poor girl.
Derek Dooley quote 2 hours ago on the state of Missouri's struggling offense, quote, "We're kind of a little bit in football hell right now."
Oh, my God.
End quote, Derek Dooley.
Seems like things are going well.
Yeah.
Okay, Derek.
Well, just another reason. What, they were shut out the week before. They put up 6 or 13 last week. What was what did they put up against Florida?
6, if I'm not mistaken.
Like, you got to go in there and beat those guys, man. You got to go in there and hold them down. Come on, man. This is what Tennessee used to do. You used to go out there in November and dominate these people. Remember when we always play it? We would always end the season with Ole Miss, Kentucky, and Vanderbilt. And yeah, it wasn't a murderer's row, but you went out there, and what did I say at the beginning of the month, Bear? You took out the trash. Every single month, you took out the trash. We got to take out the trash this week. Missouri, make no mistake about it. You heard it from Dooley right there. They're in football hell. You know what the translation is? They're trash. They're trash. And Tennessee's got to take out the trash. If we don't suck anymore, if we're good, if we're going to bowl games, if we're a 7-8 win football team this year, 9-10 win football team next year, you know what you do? You know what you do? You take out the trash. You put it in the trash can, and you roll that sucker to the side of the curb, and you send your kids out to get it the next day. Stay with us. The drive continues. We got to get the energy picked up here. We're going to phone calls coming up next year. We got to kick it up a notch. Stay with us. The drive continues right here on Fan Run Radio.
The drive rages on.
Oh, yeah, it's the turkey drop. 9 years running. Tomorrow might be the biggest one ever. Come on out, Turkey Creek. Smoky Mountain Brewery, right next to Calhoun's, will give you the bird. $6 burger day tomorrow. They got a lot of exotic seasonal brews on tap to go along with the classics, your Mountain Lights, your Cherokee Red Ales. So come out and see us. Be doing the thing. Live there from 3 to 6, Smoky Mountain Brewery in Turkey Creek, the 9th annual Turkey Drop presented by our friends at OEB Law. They'll turn your wreck into a check. Visit wreckintoacheck.com. We appreciate them stepping up and helping us do the Turkey Drop once again this year, getting the bird to the people. You can bake it. You can fry it. You can do whatever you want to do to it. What are the other ways to prepare the turkey, Bear? Is that the only way? Is bake or fry? I feel like there are other ways, right? Roast?
Yeah, you, I mean, you roast it. Smoke it. You
could smoke it. That's good. It.
You
That's
could good. Rotisserie it, you know.
Put it on a spit over a fire.
You could boil it. You could, I mean, you can cook it.
You can boil it? That doesn't seem like it would be as good.
No, it doesn't. But I'm just telling you all the ways that you could cook a turkey.
I guess if you had a turkey and you were starving and all you had was like a pot of water and some fire, you could boil it like that. That's one way to get it done.
Yeah.
Seems like it'd be tough.
Probably.
Not very good.
Uh-uh. Frying, I would not recommend it unless you know exactly what you're doing. And even then, it's
got to do it on the dry, on the concrete, right? Don't do it near a wood house. Make sure that thing is completely thawed.
A buddy of mine's a fireman, Alex Fowler. He said he always felt like people that fried turkeys have a secret desire to burn their entire house down.
I've never done it before, but I've had it before. It's delicious. I'm not sure it's worth all the extra effort and the potential to burn down your house, but it's pretty good.
I mean, it can have virtually no moisture on it at all before you drop it in there. It's going to just
catch
like
fire immediately.
It'll go up like the space shuttle.
Well, what about the moisture inside it?
I think you got to reach up in there and dry out the inside of it.
What?
Too. Yeah.
I'm but there's going to be moisture inside the meat. Like, you can't. There's,
yeah, but I mean, that's not like, you know, dropping
like
one
actual
in there.
Water?
Yeah. Like, you can't throw a wet turkey in a fryer. Mm. Bad things happen when you introduce water into hot fryers.
9 days away, man.
Did you never work in a kitchen at all? Cooks are giving you a hard time. You just go through there and launch a ice cube. and no fryer.
That would make fire, right?
That's no, not, no, it just
no.
And it boils up real fast. It's pretty cool.
Let's speaking of turkey.
Talk to the guys biggest like turkey to eat, in town.
Let's talk to Roger. It's been a minute. Roger, you're on the drive, Fan Run Radio. What up, Roger?
Oh, nothing much, Russell. How y'all doing this afternoon?
Doing well. Doing well. Thanks.
Good. I just wanted to ask y'all. first, I want to ask you about the past Saturday night game. I just want to ask you about the big win we got over the weekend. I just want to ask you, Russell Barron. I want to ask you about the game. I just want to ask you, after Tennessee winning over there, that's a good thought for Tennessee. I just want to ask you, would you really, I was really impressed how they played past Cinderella like that for time. I just want to ask you, do you think it's a good sign from them to win that game? Do you think it's a good sign for them? Good sign early?
That's a great sign. Yeah, I mean, you go in there and you take on a top 20 team with a couple of guys who are projected to be one-and-done type players, and to just be able to slice and dice them apart offensively. Pretty cool stuff. Pretty cool stuff. I saw where Tennessee is up to in the KenPom offensive efficiency rankings. We're number 10 nationally. So these guys really know how to play basketball. Yeah.
Yeah. Bear, I just want to ask you, Bear. You talked about turkey a while ago. I just want to ask you. So you don't like turkey, the turkey and stuff like that. I just want to ask you, what is it? Well, I'm just curious. What is it about turkey, and but then don't talk about it. What is it? Don't talk about it.
It's a good question, Bear. What do you not like about turkey? Curious. Like, it's not like
just curious. You and Roger, I just don't like it. It's usually.
Wait, is it just Thanksgiving or like a turkey sandwich?
No,
like just,
I don't ever. I very rarely eat turkey unless it comes on like a club sandwich. Then I'll eat a little bit of it, and then I'll pull it off. I just don't like the taste of it.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't feel like it tastes like anything. I mean, it's like turkey. It's kind of a. It's just kind of there.
It's no prosciutto.
It's good for you. I don't know if it's good for you. It just seems like.
Well, So how you think Tennessee gonna do them? I know they played tomorrow night. How you think they're gonna do tomorrow night?
Who is it? Is Alabama State, North Alabama, something like that? I mean, it's Tennessee should be. I mean, we might be undefeated going into this Memphis game,
which would be number 700 for Barnes if he can get the win.
Actually, can you redo that? I did the math. I thought it might be the game before that.
Check that. Hold on just a sec.
I thought it might be the game. We got Alabama State tomorrow, then Chattanooga. So you're going to win both those games most likely. And then Florida State will be tough, and then you get to play Purdue or VCU.
Two tough opponents. Not going to be easy outs.
So, yeah, you're going to have two tough games the day after on Black Friday and then the Saturday after Thanksgiving. Then you come back, Florida A&M. You should be able to handle them at home. And then Memphis comes in here. December the 14th, going to be a big one. I like you got 11 days between Florida A&M and Memphis, so I'm sure that's like exam time and everything, but time for Rick Barnes to get in the lab and cook something up. And we'll hype the crap out of that game, too. It's just going to be huge. Roger, thanks, man. We got to run. Stay with us. Hour number two on the way. Jake has the top four at four. It's a very special anniversary in the sports world. More on that coming up next right here on The Drive.